Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beas, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. I thank God for each and every one of you all. You're having some difficulties here, but it's okay. God is going to... Hallelujah. I was called out on a job, so I'm trying to do this remotely. So y'all just stand by for a minute, and we'll see if we can get this internet going here. Just stand there for a moment, and praise God. Hallelujah. We might be able to connect to them, and if so, we'll be here and momentarily. Praise God. Okay. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then maybe we'll Okay. Let's see here. Praise the Lord. Be able to. Okay. Trying to reconnect here to the Wi-Fi. Oh, Charlie. Okay. I appreciate you all staying with us for a moment here. It's telling us we're connected, but we'll see here. If I can get yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Matt, Pastor, if you would, Pastor, could you some kind of way we're going to have prayer. Just going to have prayer, Pastor, and I'll finish hooking this up, if you can hear me.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord, everyone. The scripture I like to share is coming from John, the 14th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we thank you, Father God, for this day. We're asking that you would just bless right now the airways, Father God, that the internet can be connected, Father God, and that the listeners and those that participate will be able to be on this broadcast today, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for all things, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will just have your way, Lord. Allow your Holy Spirit to speak through our hearts today. We bind up anything and everything that's not of you right now in the name of Jesus. We're binding it up right now, Father God. Listeners, on those that participate and also on our pastor, Father God. Lord, we just give you thanks for this day, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will open up our hearts and our minds to the word, that we're able to receive it, Lord, and not only receive it, but meditate on that word day and night, that we're able to share it with others. Lord, we love you and we thank you for all things, Lord. Bless you to be with all those that are sick and shut in. You are a healer, for you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved, that you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us stand on the word of God and trust you at your word, Father God. And we give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Afternoon, everyone. I don't know if you can hear me or if Pastor can hear us.
But yes, I can hear you, Bill.
All right, praise God. Well, we're thanking God for each and every one on today as our pastor is trying to get things situated. But he's been teaching on oneness, being biblically united in Christ. And that's how we have to be. And like that scripture says in verse 20, we'll let Evangelist Sharon read it, St. John 14, verses 19 through 20. We're talking about the oneness.
Okay, praise the Lord. In the King James, it reads as follows. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, me, because I live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I, amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, it says, I am alive, and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I'm in my Father, and you're in me, and I'm in you. So there that oneness is. And that's what Pastor is teaching on. So, and we have it right here in the Word. It's not anything that he's made up or anything like that. One with the Father and the Son. And so, Pastor, you available? Okay. Well, we're going to go to Ephesians 4, I believe it is, on our scriptures. And we'll read verses 1 through 7. So that's Ephesians 4, 1 through 7.
Eight. It reads as follows. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another. Keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. One baptism. One Father who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, it says to be mature. It says, in light of all this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the Master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run. On the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, so stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Amen. Of the generosity of Christ, each one given his own gift. Amen. So I like that, you know, it's letting us know that we are all one. And so when I look at that, it's all being one. When we know our brother is in need, you know, we should be right there, jolly on the spot, to be there to help them. They might just need prayer. Be there to pray for them, whatever they need. Yeah. And so being one, that means that you use the gift that God has given you to help one another, because we are all in the body of Christ. So with that being said, Evangelist Sharon, did you have something you wanted to add to that oneness?
Yes, and that also means that we should have compassion and love for others as we do for ourselves, because we are all one, and we should not look down upon anyone, and we should always want to be fair and give a helping hand, because that could be us at any different time. This particular time, but no one knows what the future holds. So we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes to know that we are all one, because we're all really in the same boat and going in the same direction. We're all one.
That be that oneness. So in other words, treat others the way you want to be treated. Amen.
Amen.
I think I hear Pastor now.
Yes, yes. Thank you all. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon. Thank you, Pastor. I do apologize to everyone that I am working and there's some things that came up, but I don't want to get into that. I'm just happy to have each and every one of you all. And like they said, understanding our mission. And our mission is to keep oneness. That's very important, brothers and sisters. So whatever spirit the Lord tells you to operate in there at the moment, you do that. It's just like there's times that your hand needed, your feet needed. And the blood, same blood runs through the whole body. You got to get that. You can't say, well, you know, my fingers is to do this. No, I know people who using their hands for their feet. Using a feet for their hands. See, when one in oneness with Christ, the Lord may have you've been an evangelist today. Tomorrow you may be in the pastoral spirit. If you understand spiritual things, and meaning, simply meaning this, that when you understand spiritual things, then you know that we're all working for the same thing. It's one, it's one, it's one, it's one. And when Jesus says, I'm the light of the world, over there in Matthew 5:14, we're also the light of the world. So he's not the only light. I want y'all to understand these when the Bible says that we are partakers over there in 2 Peter 1:4, we all are partakers, not one. Yeah. See, our teaching been so messed up. Let me back up and say this, because, you know, we were talking about the integrity of the Word of God. The integrity of the Word of God is based on faith. The reason for unbelief, failure of faith, is the lack of assurance in the integrity and the promise that's in the Word of God. I'd like for you to read Romans 10 and 8. Read Romans 10 and 8. And watch why they find in Romans 10 and 8. See, many of our theologians, professors, have been our enemies, and we don't even know it. They have made a philosophy out of the truth, turning the word into dogmatic stuff that the world has, when it should have been as though the master was speaking himself. See, when you start reading the Word of God like Christ is talking directly to you, then you're going to begin to get more revelation, and that revelation will lead you to this kind of faith. You want to do Romans 10 and 8, please?
Yes, Pastor. And the King James, it reads as follows. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of preach. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. Amen, amen.
Yeah. You remember over there in Acts 19 and 20? And you can find that if you like. See, the word should speak to us as though it's taking the place of the master. When you stop reading the Bible like it's a book, and understand this is God's living word, it's alive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it
has
it
the
is.
Same authority yes. as he would have if it were here. If he were right here, he wouldn't say any different than what the word is saying. So when we pick up the Bible, it would be good to remember that it is the book with God inside of it. Can I say that again?
Oh, yes.
When you pick up your Bible, if you're going to ever accept the mission and you're going to ever accept oneness, when you pick up that Bible, it's no longer a Bible as you understand it. It's God's indwelling book.
Hallelujah.
That's what Paul said over there in Acts 19 and 20. He got the whole city of Ephesus stirred up. The Bible says, I think it says, so mighty grew the word of the Lord. They knew it was God's word. Watch what happened. Read Acts 19 and 20, please.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. Acts 19 and 20. It reads as follows. So mighty grew the word of God and prevailed. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. In such ways, it became evident that the word of the master was now sovereign prevail in Ephesus. Amen.
Yeah. See, it was not the written word because of the time the four gospel had not been written, if you remember. So when Paul epistle had written, were not circulated. So you got to understand, it was the spoken word. The word of God came alive. It's a living thing. And that's what we got to understand, brothers and sisters. Forget some of these theologian viewpoints. The word of God, the Bible said, was written just like today, is written to prevail in the church, in the body of Christ, not a building. So when we read it and we expound on it, the people go away and forget it. Why? Why do they do that? I'll tell you why. Because people are not allowing the Word of God be first. Yeah, the Word of God has to be first, brothers and sisters. Acts 12:24 says the Word of God grew and multiplied. It was a spoken word in the city. See, if you'll understand, they weren't reading nothing. They were speaking what the Bible, or for a better way of saying it, the Bible was saying. They was quoting scriptures. But that word became alive. So when Jesus met the disciples on the way to Emmaus, their testimony was, not our hearts burned within us while he spoke by us, by the wayside. He opened up us the scripture, the Bible said. See, he began to tell them what the scripture said, and the word of God became alive.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a story. It became a living thing, man. See, this can only come by meditation on the word, by giving the word first place, by seeing in God's presence and realize that anytime you're in the Word of God, you're in the presence of God. And you don't have to go and get all religious and feel like, well, you know, I gotta put on this and I gotta put on that. You don't have to do all that old crazy stuff, brothers and sisters. But you have to know that your mission is given through the Word of God. Everything
Amen.
God is going to tell you is going to be through his word. He's going to speak through his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, God's word, the Bible says, is faith. It is God. Faith is God. Faith express God. Remember Hebrews 11:3? By faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that it seems have not been made out of things which do appear.
All right.
That's how it works. God is faith. His word is faith. Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. In other words, this universe of ours came into being fresh from the womb of our Creator. That was faith, man. All God did by creating is to say, let there be. Man, do you realize if God hadn't never concluded that, what would have happened? Well, we won't get into no theological views, but when he said, let there be, and there leaked into being the things that are, maybe I can go country, things that it is.
All right.
So you see, God and his word are one. Just like you can't separate you from your word, you can't separate God from his word. God made himself part of it. So a lot of times, I'm going to show you this, because this is not my word. These are God. This is the word of God. Read St. John 1. St. John 1:1-3. Hey, brother and sister, when you're in that word, stop looking at it as a book. That's your life, man. That's God you're dealing with. That's who you're dealing with. When you're dealing with the word of God, that's God.
Amen.
But in the Gospel of St. John 1:1-3, please read that.
In the beginning with God, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen.
Amen. Send a message, Bible. The Word was first. The Word present to God, God's presence to the Word. I'm sorry, let me read that again. The Word was first. The Word to God, God present to the Word. The Word was God in readiness for God from day one. Everything was created through Him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without Him. Amen.
See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything. I don't care what it is, was made. Nothing was made.
That's
the Bible
right.
says, now if you look at it like I see it as God linked Himself with His Word. He made Himself a part of it. He is not only in His Word, but He is back of His Word. And you cannot separate Him from His Word. You can't do it. You can't separate Him from His Word. So don't even try. Don't even try.
That's right.
And to really understand this, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. When God... He sweared to Abraham. It was nothing else that he could swear. He couldn't swear by anything bigger than himself. So the Bible said, myself have I sworn that in blessing I will bless thee. There's nothing to stop it. When God said, let there be light, there was nothing to challenge it.
Hallelujah.
So everything heard God's voice. Like we have to come to a place to hear God's voice.
Amen.
And that's how you do that, through His Word. And how I know that? That's when you began to act on the Word of God.
Our mission,
if you decide to take it, is to be one with God, one with His Word. You just read. Him and His Word is the same. God is not going to operate outside of His Word, people. He's not going to do that. So if you want to be in the midst of everything, get in that Word with Him.
Yes.
Abraham depended on it. That's why he became the father of many nations. He depended on that Word. All he had was the Word of God. Guess what you have? The Word of God. So when He tells us to be one with Him, you got His Word back in that.
Amen.
But you're going to have to see the Word as being true, understanding. Well, I realize time about to go now. But I want you to have a clear understanding of this, or the Word of God is not going to mean anything to you. You're not going to be able to grasp why you one with Him. You're one with
Him. Yeah.
And the moment you began to receive that vision and that revelation, then it all comes to fruition. Meanwhile, I thank each and every one of you all for joining us today. And then again, I apologize for being late. But, hey, it was all good. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon. Again, thanks, Pastor and Evangelist Sharon. Thank you all so much.